Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about yesterday's provincial election, as United Conservative Party have been declared with a majority government, winning over 60 seats. Now, the results are still unofficial, some polls still needing to be officially counted. This is due to the new advanced polling system that the province implemented for this election. So we're going to be talking with our new MLAs, and I don't think new is the right word. I guess returning MLAs, as UCP candidates Layla Goodridge and Tani Yao were both voted in yesterday. So we're going to be starting with Tani Yao, our MLA for Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo. So Tani, congratulations on being reelected, going into your second term as MLA for Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo. So I guess the general question just to start, how are you feeling the day after the election? And I guess that all the feelings have kind of calmed down, and that you get to realize that you are the MLA once again.
You know, I feel just fantastic. I feel really great. So enthused that, you know, my community chose me again. So, you know, those feelings are, can't explain it.
Mm-hmm. What was your feeling throughout the campaign? Were you worried at all? Obviously, I'm assuming you're going to be optimistic the whole time, but was there any concern, or were you lighthearted? What was your overall, thoughts throughout the campaign?
You're always concerned, right? There's a lot of misinformation getting out there, and I was worried about those messages punching through, but in the end, we stayed on message, we stayed to the high road, and you know, people saw that in the end. So you know, we continued to push through. Mm-hmm. So it was good.
For sure. And I think it's safe to say that an MLA with the official opposition is totally different as an MLA with majority government. So I guess, what are your thoughts on the UCP forming government and Jason Kenney being the next premier for Alberta?
I think it's fantastic. I'm really looking forward to this. It will be different because I might actually have access to the people who have all the information, so that's on any issue, right? So it'll be interesting to understand why they make some of the decisions that they do and whatnot.
So would you think it's safe to say that you believe that the fact that you are with the majority government of the UCP, it might be a little easier to maybe get the things you're hoping to happen here in Fort McMurray?
Well, I don't know to what extent we can get things per se, because there is a bit of an economic crunch going on. But certainly it is about making sure that all communities are served and served well by, as our example, our public service, our health systems, our schools. So making sure that, yes, our community gets its fair share. Mm-hmm.
And I know this was asked yesterday after you were declared the winner, but I guess your thoughts just moving forward to start. We hear that the new premier, Jason Kenney, wants to get down to business right away. What are your goals early on?
Well, right now it's just to clean up signs, clean up our campaign office. Mm-hmm. Here on in, it's a waiting game for myself. I wait for that phone call or email to say when to report in, and then we go from there. He'll have to choose his cabinet, and I hope that I've worked hard enough and demonstrated my worth that he considers me for such a position. Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming if you were, obviously you would take any minister role given the opportunity, but I believe one of them is a little higher on the list, being the health critic for the last 3 years with the Wild Rose and the UCP.
Yeah, you know what? You just have to go with what you know. And I feel very comfortable in discussions with health. So certainly would be my first choice. Mm-hmm.
For sure. I guess, just Tanny, what are you seeing for the next 4 years of a UCB government overseeing Alberta?
I see some renewed energy in our community and our province. I see some investment coming back. I see some pressure on our federal counterparts to use their authorities to get these pipelines built so that this national infrastructure. I see us as a group that's going to apply business principles to this government and take a look at it and see where we can lean things up from the bureaucratic ends and making sure we have those frontline workers, teachers, nurses. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Highlighting a lot of positives you see over the next 4 years, but there are some people who do have some concerns with the UCP, specifically with Premier Kenny. A lot of it around GSAs. I guess what's your thoughts on that? Maybe not specifically about GSAs, but just all the concerns a lot of people have with the UCP.
You know, we just want to make sure that there's a balance in parental rights and parental involvement in their kids' education, as well as ensuring the privacy of kids in certain areas. And a lot of those supports are already actually in place. So I think our focus really is the economy and jobs and pipelines, quite honestly. There's a lot of rhetoric out there, but for many of these things, you know, society is evolving and progressing, and as long as Albertans are good with that flow, I doubt if you'd see much government intervention.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tanny, we've covered quite a bit. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
No, it's been an honor and a pleasure the last 4 years, and I hope again I can serve Fort McMurray well over the next 4 years. Thank you for the opportunity, and it's much appreciated.
All right. Well, Tanny, thanks so much for chatting. I really appreciate it. And once again, congratulations on the big win.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
Once again, that was Tanny Yao, MLA for Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, after being elected through the unofficial vote yesterday during the provincial election. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be speaking with our other MLA, Layla Goodridge, as she was also voted in yesterday, winning a majority of the vote in her riding.
Return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, we are talking about yesterday's provincial election, with the UCP being declared the winners, getting a majority government. Now, the vote is still unofficial. Some polls still needing to be counted through the new system when it comes to advanced polling. But as it is right now, the UCP have been declared the winners. And in the riding of Fort McMurray Lac La Biche, Layla Goodridge is looking like she will be reelected. So Layla, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. And just to start, I guess the generic question: what are your overall thoughts now that you've had a night to sleep on and take this all in?
Well, it's truly humbling and been fantastic 24 hours in my life, and really grateful for everyone that supported me through this entire election, my campaign team, everyone that got out to vote, as well as all the other competitors for running such strong campaigns.
It's really like you didn't really get a break in between campaigns, two elections within the last year. But I'm curious, what was your thought process throughout the campaign? I'm assuming you were quite optimistic. Were there any times where you're maybe concerned that you may have not been elected? What was your thought process?
You know what? I tried to not focus on the actual anything other than just the end goal of trying to get to the election day and focusing on having a positive campaign and talking to more people. Truly blessed to have probably the best campaign team I've ever seen in Fort McMurray. And we just stayed focused on what mattered, and that was talking to as many people as possible and sharing our positive platform. It was focused on jobs, the economy, and pipelines.
Now, I just talked to Tanny Yao, and I asked them this exact same question, but it seems like an MLA for the official opposition is quite different than an MLA with a majority government. I don't know if you see the same way, and your thoughts on the UCP getting a majority and with our new Premier, Jason Kenney.
Well, it's quite humbling to hear that Albertans across, people right across Alberta have chosen our smart plan that's focused on jobs and the economy and pipelines, and have granted us the honor of serving in a majority capacity. And I understand that there are some differences being in opposition versus government, but I'm not going to change how I just get out and serve the people and talk to people and want to be your voice in the legislature, not the legislature's voice back here.
Mm-hmm, for sure. What do you see the next 4 years? We've heard the UCP mention of what the NDP had done to Alberta. What do you see, kind of vice versa? What do you see the UCP doing to help Alberta over the next 4 years?
I see real hope and optimism of having a plan that's focused on jobs, the economy, and pipelines. And I keep repeating that, but it really is that simple. And we really need to get Albertans back to work, especially up here. We need some stability and to bring investment back and allow our communities to grow and to thrive.
And there are still some concerns regarding the UCP about certain issues. One of them, GSAs, specifically about them. What are your thoughts on them? And maybe just other concerns that people have with the UCP.
You know what? I grew up here in Fort McMurray, as you know. I'm very, very proud to have many of my friends be part of the LGBTQ community here in Fort McMurray, and I'm going to continue to support them, as I always have. I very proudly went to the Pride event we had here in Fort McMurray this last summer. That's something I'll continue doing, because I think it's important to make sure that we do everything that we can as a society to reduce harassment and bullying across the board, and going to continue to support kids and try and reduce harassment and bullying at all costs. Mm-hmm.
And I know, just talking with you at the viewing party, and for the next little bit, your personal goals will be, moving forward, personal goals taking the spotlight. But when you get really into the thick of things, being the MLA again, what's your priorities to start?
My priorities are going to be just to roll up the sleeves and get started working to make things better here in Fort McMurray, Lac-La-Biche, and across Alberta. Getting jobs back, getting companies to invest here, working really hard to be a positive voice for this region here and abroad, and making sure people know that Fort McMurray is a hometown, not just a boomtown.
Mm-hmm. And I guess just my last question for you, Layla, and I asked you this yesterday, but I got to ask it again. I know you don't make the decisions, but have there been any talks or any hints of a possible minister role with the majority government?
Honestly, it's about serving the people, and I think it's way too early to be having those conversations. Mm-hmm. If I'm asked, it would be an absolute honor, but that's not why I got into politics. I got into politics to be able to serve the people here in Fort McMurray, Lac-La-Biche, and to be able to make things better for our community.
All right, well, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
No, thank you so much, Jaron. Have a great day.
Once again, that was Layla Goodrich, who was voted in through the unofficial vote to be the MLA for Fort McMurray, Lac-La-Biche. Now we're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing from the NDP candidates and their thoughts about the results for the provincial election.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now before the break, we had a chance to hear from Layla Goodridge, who will be the MLA for Fort McMurray Lac La Biche. Now we're going to be hearing from both NDP candidates, Jane Stroud in Fort McMurray Lac La Biche and Stephen Drover in Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, as both had a chance to speak to reporters at their viewing party at Town Hall in downtown. So first off, we'll start with Jane Stroud.
Just to start things off, if you can just give us, I guess, your thoughts on the outcome tonight, reflections on everything in the campaign.
Well, I am disappointed. I was hoping that at least the NDP would be a minority government, and hopefully with the Alberta Party, you know, maybe create some discussions in the legislature. However, it looks like that's not going to happen.
Do you have an intention to run again in 4 years, or is this it for you as a candidate in this riding?
Well, I think I have a couple on my executive that could probably do a great job. They're very focused on the NDP and their policies, so I think we have some up-and-coming NDP representatives for our region.
Anything you feel you would have done differently during this campaign to maybe change the outcome a little bit in this riding?
Well, I think we went flat out. I've been to Lac La Biche 5 times. My riding goes as south as Whitefish Lake. So it is a large riding. I'd probably say 400 square miles. So, and in the short duration of 28 days. So I think we did the best we could.
How do you feel about the UCP being here in Fort McMurray? Do you think that they're going to be well for Fort McMurray? Or how do you feel about that going ahead for the region?
Well, I just hope that they have the best interests of our region at heart.
What are the highlights from your campaign of these past 4 weeks?
Well, I think the executive that I have were flat out with me. The vice president went with me 4 times to Lac La Biche. You know, I took a lot of her time out of her own work to put this great effort into the NDP election. Both Sheldon and Chantel. So, you know, I'm very grateful for them. It would have been very difficult for me to do it without the executive. And of course, all the great volunteers that we have that were part of this, I'm eternally grateful to them.
I know you mentioned it in your speech, but Layla winning the riding obviously gave your kind of voice of support for her.
Yes.
A good political rival for you to have. What do you want to let everybody in the region know your thoughts on Layla and how she'll take the next 4 years in this riding?
I'm sure Layla will do the best that she can for our region.
Once again, that was NDP candidate Jane Stroud speaking with reporters shortly after the UCP were declared the winners of the 2019 election, winning a majority government. Now we're going to be turning our attention to NDP candidate Stephen Drover, as he also had a chance to speak to reporters shortly after.
And I guess just we asked Jane, but you know, sort of give us your thoughts and reflections on tonight and I guess the campaign as a whole.
You know, again, we just want to congratulate Annie Allen on his victory. Everybody in Fort McMurray had a chance to vote, and they spoke with their ballots. So we're going to respect that, and we're going to respect the choice of all Albertans.
Sorry, can we just get you to speak up a little louder? Stephen, how are you feeling tonight?
You know, I'm excited and grateful. I'm grateful for the team, 22 volunteers who spent countless amount of time helping us put on this campaign. Again, it's not the result we had hoped for, but I'm just so proud and so humbled that so many people came out and supported our vision for Alberta.
Other than that, are there any highlights over the last 4 weeks while you were campaigning?
You know what? Many. Every single day that we were out, there was a lot of laughter. And, you know, the people who came game, and some contributed big ways and some contributed in small ways, but it just totally made our campaign every single day. It was a lot of laughter, a lot of fun, and I don't regret anything.
Is there anything you considered that you would have done differently in this campaign? I mean, you ran a very strong campaign against Danny. Is there anything you regret at all looking back?
You know, I think the thing is, I still don't believe everybody in Fort McMurray got the full message. You know, and that's the thing. And I'll take blame for that. You know, I wish I would have got the message out 6 months earlier. And I think results would have been different than it were tonight. But overall, again, nothing but gratitude and humbled by all the support here in Fort McMurray.
This was your second time running. Do we see a possible third time?
Yeah, you know, I can honestly say, you know, we'll have to see. Yeah.
What's next for you?
You know what? I just thoroughly enjoy being a part of the school board, and looking forward to getting back there. That's a real highlight for me. So,
any words for Tanny moving forward in the next 4 years? Words of advice, kind of an encouragement you want to send him?
No, again, just congratulations, and you know, all of Fort McMurray supports you.
Are you concerned for the region at all that the UCP will be in power up here?
Truthfully, yes. You know, I think if Jason Kenney falls through with some of his promises, I'm genuinely concerned that this Trans Mountain pipeline will be delayed at best and canceled at worst. And I think for Fort McMurray, that is critical infrastructure. So I think, you know, I appeal to him to stop the grandstanding and to work with Justin Trudeau and to get that line built. But truly, you know, Alberta's in his hands. If he continues to put a stick in Justin Trudeau's eye, I'm afraid that infrastructure will not go through.
Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.